Interim DCF Secretary Esther Jacobo calls the review by the Casey Families Program, a private nonprofit group, thorough. Even though it didn't start until her predecessor, David Wilkins, was ousted in the wake of several children dying while on the DCF's watch. Jacobo says it found most of the deaths were caused by asphyxia due to unsafe sleep environments, and there were other deaths of concern.
Several children died from drowning or physical abuse. A few children died in unusual ways, such as gunshot wounds inflicted by siblings or from being placed overnight in restraints by residential care staff or from drug overdose.
She says the report also identified, in her words, quote, many shortcomings, including the safety procedures of child protective investigators, or CPIs.
In some cases, the CPI did not adequately assess or address the safety of other children in the household following a suspicious child death. Assessment and decision-making processes regarding sibling safety appeared highly variable and unstructured.
Speaking to the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee Tuesday, Jacobo said she wasn't surprised by the report, adding she'd like to take certain steps, including creating a database allowing investigators to flag families with risk factors. The database would also allow multiple investigators to more quickly read into a case file and communicate about potential problems. Still, Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert says she's skeptical as to the changes. Dietert adds, given the spate of child deaths, she's concerned the current hybrid model of the state's child welfare system is not working. It's a combined effort of DCF and local agencies called community-based care organizations, which also provide child welfare services.
To have 285 child death allegations reported in a seven-month period is outrageous, frankly. And we just need to drill down into what can we do to fix it, and do we want to continue with a hybrid?
Other suggestions floated before the panel include making funding available to hire social workers who can better assess children's living situations. Hollywood Democrat Eleanor Sobel, the panel's chair, says the goal is to sponsor legislation after hearing more recommendations from child welfare experts. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.